Feels really good. Matter of fact, feels real good. Now the guys, we had a chip on our shoulder, you know, and we talked about that coming into this football season, and it was a matter of working through things. And you know, in life, sometimes you get knocked on your butt, and staying down is not an option. And these guys worked themselves back into a situation where we became very competitive. Last week, we weren't just quite clicking on all cylinders, but saw some pretty promising things. And we wanted to take that next step today and continue to improve our game. We're still not where we want to be. You know, there's some things that we need to clean up. But beating a good football team gives us a pretty good start, and I think our guys needed that for some confidence, and we're going to have some fun this year.
You guys had struggles at times on offense, but is it really does the offense really start to come together? We're seeing signs of that tonight with the running game. It's been very functional.
Yeah, it's taken a little bit of time to gel and for the guys to understand the fine details in the offense, and that was what kind of hurt us last week, and I think we took a better step, but there's much more to come. And the guys believe in it. And, with anything else, you have to have your people buy into the system. It's a good system. Coach Bowden does a nice job teaching it. And, I think we're going to have some real good success with our kids doing that.
Does this win mean more, being that it's at home, it's in your home opener against the nationally ranked team, as opposed to maybe you've got to win next week? Does this win feel like it's bigger for the program at this point?
Well, it's nice to be able to enjoy the country music down there for a while. It'd be hard if we didn't win, I guess. But no, to win at home against a good football team, that's big. You know, we wanted to show people who we are and where we've come. And I'm glad our local crowd could watch that, because I think we've got some good football to come. We got to keep our guys healthy, and keep clicking away. But it's big. It's a big win for our program.
Ryan says that you, on defense, you bet a lot, but you didn't break. As a coaching staff, how do you feel knowing that that's a potent offense and you kept bending a lot? Was it pretty nervous there on the sideline?
Yeah, but, you got to believe in what you're doing, and you got to find a way to win football games. And, I was a defensive coordinator for many years, and to shut somebody out and completely stop them dead in their tracks doesn't happen this day and age. And that was a very good offense. And we kept ourselves in situations where, we allowed ourselves to win a football game, and that's what matters.
You've been preaching to your guys about believing and coming together, and they've been coming together, but it's got to be getting a win. It's got to really help reinforce that a lot more, as opposed to coming close against Hillsdale.
No question about it. You got to have a taste of success as you go through that journey back. We're climbing back to the top. I don't know how long it'll take us, but this was a pretty good step in that ladder, and you have to have some positive reinforcement as you go along. And I think this will be a big boost for us, because I think it'll give us the ability to start, maybe taking more strides ahead and saying it's working, and it's happening. And I'll tell you, I'm very, very proud of the guys in this program, because without having that reinforcement for a while, they've stayed in there and they've kept going, and it's hard to do.
You're just talking about how much your team's buying into it this year. After that punt in the fourth quarter, you guys went out there and tried to pump up the crowd. How much of a difference do you have to leave some power from last year?
Well, last year we struggled. They fought through some very challenging times, and the important part of it is the guys never gave in. We're a little lighter from last year. There's a few guys that were in our program that maybe didn't have the commitment and hadn't bought in enough, and I told our guys that we don't want to drag around dead weight, and we came back this year with a group of guys that really wanted to make a difference. They have a lot of pride in the program. We have very high expectations here, and to go through what we went through last year was no fun, but we maintain our focus, and maybe it's that little fire up your rear end that's going to make a difference. Maybe it'll take us to a different level this year. All right. Thanks, guys. You bet.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Long time coming, Wilts. You guys played up.